Chapter 1. Srila Haridas Thakur's Identity. Srila Kavi Karnapur, the son of Sriman Mahaprabhu's associate Sri Sivanand Sen, has mentioned in his Sri Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, verse 93. Richikasya Munehi Putro Namnam Brahma Mahatapa Parladena Samamam Jato Haridasakhyo Apisan. The combined form of that exalted ascetic Brahma, the son of Richik Muni, and Sri Prahlad is now known as Srila Haridas Thakur. Murari Gupta Charanais Chaitanya Charitamrite Ukto Muni Sutah Pratas Tulasi Patram Aharam Adho Tam Abhishapatas Tam Pitra Yavantam Gata Sa Eva Haridasah Sanjatah Param Bhaktiman Sri Gaur Ganodesh Deepika 94-95. It is mentioned in Sri Murari Gupta Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Footnote, presently known as Sri Chaitanya Charitra, that the son of a sage once picked tulasi leaves in the early morning with the intention of serving the Lord and gave them to his father to use in the Lord's service without first washing them. Because of this, his father cursed him to become a yavana, outcast. Cursed by his father, that son of the sage has now appeared in a yavan family as Sri Haridas Thakur, the greatest of devotees. Sachidan Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned in the 5th chapter, verses 125 and 157 of his Navdeep Dham Mahatme. Sri Nityam Prabhu took Srila Jiva Goswami on parikrama, circumambulation of Sri Navdeep Dham. When they reached Sri Antardweep, Nityam Prabhu pointed towards one particular place and said, "At the end of Dwapar Yuga, Brahma performed austerities here, desiring to receive Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy." Relating an earlier incident of Lord Brahma, Sri Nityam Prabhu continued, "During Sri Krishna's pastimes, Brahma tried through his mystic power to deceive Govinda by stealing the calves and cowherd boys. Seeing his own mystic power defeated, the four-headed Brahma became very unhappy due to his offenses. After speaking many words of glorification, Brahmaji begged forgiveness at Sri Krishna's feet, and the Lord of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, forgave him. Then Lord Brahma thought, 'For me to think that I am Brahma, the creator of the universe, is most contemptible. Due to his faulty mentality, I am deprived of Krishna prema and of the ability to relish the transcendental loving relationship in the pastimes of Braj. If I have taken birth as a cowherd boy, I would have easily obtained service to Sri Krishna, the master of the gopis. Previously, I did not have the great fortune to relish the rasa of those pastimes, but from now on, I shall not have any wicked mentality towards Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.' Thinking like this, Brahmaji began to meditate and perform austerities for a very long time in Antardweep. After some time, Sri Gaurachandra mercifully appeared before the four-headed Brahma and said, 'O Brahma, being satisfied with your austerities, I have come to give you that boon for which you hanker.' When Lord Brahma opened his eyes and saw Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he became unconscious and fell to the ground, at which time Mahaprabhu put his foot on Brahma's head. Having received transcendental knowledge, Brahma began offering prayers. 'I am very low and wretched. Being controlled by pride, I have committed offenses at your feet. As a result, I have become absorbed in mundane enjoyment. All scripture declared that Panchanan means Shiva, Indra, and all other demigods, and I are your subjugated servants. We have not received the good fortune of becoming your pure servants, and therefore your deluding potency Maya has covered us with her net of illusion. The first half of my life has passed, and now I am most anxious about how the second half will pass, because I am indifferent towards you. My mind is disturbed by many difficulties. Ehi matra tava pade prathana amar prakata lila jena hai parivar. Brahma buddhi dhure jai hena janma pai tomar sangate thaki tava guna gai. Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatme 5.143 and 144. My only prayer at your feet is that I may join you as your associate in your manifest pastimes. May I attain such a birth that my conceit of being Brahma, the Creator, will be removed, that I may always remain with you, and that I may glorify you. Hearing Brahma's prayers, Shri Gaur Hari said, "So be it," and bestowed these boons upon him. Jai same mama lila prakat haibe, yavanare grihe tumi janma lahibe, apna ke heen wali haibe gyan, haridas habe tumi shunya abhiman, teen laksh hari naam jiva agre nachibe, niryan same tumi amake dekhibe. Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatme 5.146-148. Shriman Mahaprabhu said, "During my manifest pastimes, you will take birth in a Yavan house. You will also think yourself lowly and fallen. Your name will be Haridas, and you will be free of all pride. 300,000 names of Hari will daily dance upon your tongue, and you will have darshan of me at the time of you leaving this world. And you will have darshan of me at the time of your leaving this world. By virtue of this practice, at the end of the second half of your present birth, you will attain this Shri Navadvip Dham and be immersed in eternal rus. O Brahma, listen to these words from my heart. Do not reveal them here and there in different scriptures. Having taken the mood of a devotee, I will relish the mellows of devotional service and manifest the extremely rare and sublime process of Sankirtan. I will drown all the devotees who were present at the time of my other incarnations in the moods of Braj. My heart is controlled by Sri Radhika's prem, and I will appear in this material world having taken her sentiments, bhav and bodily lustre. I will thus taste the happiness that Sri Radha experiences in serving me. From today, you will attain the position of my disciple, and later as Haridas, you will serve me eternally." Saying this, Shriman Mahaprabhu disappeared, and Brahma fell to the ground unconscious. Upon regaining consciousness, he restlessly began to call out, "O Gauranga, O friend of the fallen, O you who are loving towards your devotees, when will I attain your lotus feet?" From this account, it is clear that Shriman Mahaprabhu's associate, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, is none other than Lord Brahma. In conclusion, the words of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami are cited. "Keha bale chaturmukha jena Haridas, keha bale praladir jena prakash, sarvamate maha bhagavat haridas chaitanya goshtir sange jahar vilas." Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 10.106 and 107. Though some people say that Shri Haridas is four-headed Brahma, and some say that he is a manifestation of Shri Prahlad, still everyone accepts that Srila Haridas Thakur, who always performs pastimes with the associates of Sriman Mahaprabhu, is a Mahabhagavat, a most exalted devotee of the Lord. Satya Satya Haridas Jagat Ishwar Chaitanya Chandre Maha Mukhe Anuchar. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand 16.142. It is absolutely true that Srila Haridas Thakur is a great and prominent follower of Shri Chaitanya Chandra, the Supreme Lord of the Universe.